God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt. God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt. And for when I think I lost my way, there are no words here left to say it's true. God.
CQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Donald Trump is facing a March 4th, 2024 trial date on federal charges he plotted to overturn the 2020 election. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
A federal judge selected March 4th of next year, which is later than what the special counsel proposed, but far earlier than the Trump legal team's request of 2026. U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan said the public has a right to a prompt and efficient resolution of this matter. The announced date is in the heart of the Republican presidential nominating calendar. In fact, it's the day before Super Tuesday, when delegates are up for grabs in 15 states. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, American Airlines drawing the largest fine ever for keeping passengers on delayed flights without giving them a chance to leave the plane. The U.S. Department of Transportation fined American $4.1 million for more than three dozen violations of the so-called tarmac delay rules, which took effect about a decade ago. Senator Tom Cotton believes the U.S. is wishing away a very real and present danger from China. Something he says it's a trait that's common among peace-loving democracies.
Unfortunately, it's a common recurrence throughout history, especially throughout the history of democracies, is that they don't see the next war coming, or even if they see the next war coming, they'd rather just push it off one more time, hope that it doesn't come.
Senator Cotton was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Britain's air traffic control system says it's fixed a technical issue that caused heavy delays and cancellations. Airports both inside and outside the UK told passengers to expect waits and cancellations because of the glitch. Heathrow Airport said its schedule would be significantly disrupted for the rest of the day. The Dow is up 212 points, the NASDAQ adding 105. More at townhall.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Authorities in Zimbabwe say the president has been reelected for a second and final term.
That country's election commission says Emmerson Mnangagwa won 52.6% of the votes in the midweek election. Opposition leader Nelson Chamisa got 44%. The election had been scheduled to be held on just Wednesday. However, voting was extended a day into Thursday following delays and problems with the printing of ballot papers. Jason Walker reporting.
The European Council president says the European Union should make a bold move in the face of Russian aggression against Ukraine and accept new members by 2030. Some Western Balkan states say they've been waiting in line for more than two decades. Serbia, Montenegro, North Macedonia, Albania, Bosnia, and Kosovo. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. State and federal agencies are scrambling to find measures to combat rising heat deaths and injuries of people who work in triple-digit temperatures.
State and federal governments have long implemented federal procedures for environmental risks, namely drought, flood, and wildfires. But extreme heat protections for workers have generally lagged. Complicating attempts to address the issue is the absence of one national standard for measuring heat deaths in the U.S.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. The largest school district in Texas is opening a new chapter as it begins the school year, a state takeover of the Houston School District. As a new superintendent making what he calls bold changes, some teachers, parents, and students have loudly criticized the proposals. One change is getting a lot of attention is his order to repurpose libraries into spaces where misbehaving children can be disciplined. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.
Labor Day weekend, you can find all the fun at the Glidden Area Community Fair with Sunday, September 3rd activities starting at 9 a.m. with the Arts, Crafts, and Flea Market, more softball at noon, get down the cornhole contest, and kids, grab your frogs for the frog jumping contest. There will be plenty of great concessions, cold beverages, face painting, a corn roast, quarter bingo, kitty rides, raffles, and at 1 p.m., it's the Mud Run. At 3 p.m., the famous sawdust dig put on by Northwoods Community Credit Union. And from 7 to 11, enjoy music by the Dweebs. We'll see you at the Glidden Community Fair at Marion Park. Beautiful.
90% of patients with dementia experience aggression and anxiety caused by damage to brain tissue. Agitation, which can result in screaming, hitting, restlessness, and wandering, affects over half of Alzheimer's disease patients. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. It's important to know that Alzheimer's affects more than just memory. Discussing these changes with a care team can help identify potential treatment options. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayland. A new bipartisan assembly task force will explore the impact of AI in Wisconsin.
Nina Republican Representative Nate Gustafson will co-chair the panel. He admits some of us are apprehensive about AI.
You know, I think it starts with the foundation that a lot of people are getting their misconceptions of what AI can do, kind of based off of the Terminator. I'll put it out there very bluntly like that.
And of course, AI is already in common use.
The press release that I put out, speaking of me becoming the chair of the task force, was actually generated using ChatGPT.
Gustafson expects to begin meetings in September. Governor Tony Evers' administration has also announced formation of an AI task force. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin Congressman Glenn Grothman attended last week's Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee and had a couple of disappointing moments.
For Ramaswamy, when he said everybody else on the stage was bought and paid for, words to that effect. And that's obviously ridiculous. And DeSantis, well, I went there kind of hoping for the best, and I think he did win the debate. I think when he equivocated on whether or not Mike Pence should have approved the Electoral College, I thought it didn't look very presidential. He should have just said, yes, Mike Pence did the right thing.
The 6th District Republican said former President Trump's decision to skip the debate at Fiserv Forum was a mistake, allowing the other candidates to highlight themselves. The First Lady is heading to Wisconsin this week. Joe Biden will join Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin Thursday in Madison for an event to highlight the importance of early detection and improving access to cancer screenings. Mrs. Biden will then speak at an educator appreciation event with the National Education Association and American Federation of Teachers in Madison before rejoining Baldwin that evening for a political fundraiser. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Wisconsin Radio Network has been on the air for more than 25 years and now boasts more than 100 broadcast signals statewide. Award-winning journalists bringing you news and sports stories that are important to you and your family. Bill Scott's Titletown digs deep into Packer coverage throughout the season. Plus, we're at the Capitol every day. Wisconsin Radio Network has the resources, social media, and digital presence to help you meet your business goals. Business owners, reach out for a meeting with a strategic marketing executive today at WRN.com. That's WRN.com.
Agra America was built for the American farmer and rancher. A great combination of the ag information you need and the country music you love. Download the app today or go to agraamerica.com, your number one source for ag news and country's greatest hits. agraamerica.com.
Everyone can help keep our roads safe. In my truck, I'll remember to follow at a safe distance. When you need to merge in front of a truck, please leave plenty of space. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
A 47-year-old man is dead following a UTV crash in southwest Wisconsin. Grant County Sheriff's Office says Jarvis Eastlick lost control while negotiating a curve and was thrown off the vehicle in Paris Township Friday evening. Emergency crews found Eastlick pinned underneath the vehicle. They pronounced him dead at the scene after removing the UTV. And UW-Madison students will have a new campus safety app.
UW-Madison police spokesman Mark Levicott says the department is upgrading its old Whisk Guardian app into Badger Safe, and the upgrade will allow them to keep people safe in real time.
We want our community to be able to have resources available to them at the touch of a button to keep them safe and secure, but also access other campus resources that they may not think about, like mental health resources.
Levicott says the app will only contact the police when you tell it to, like in an emergency or when you're chatting with officers. You can find links to the app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And I'm Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Cecil Frank Bishop, age 84 years, was reunited with the love of his life, Bertha Mae Bishop, on August 23rd. In Phillips. Cecil is survived by his daughters and their families, Michelle Kelly and Ida Kinsley. Survived also by his grandchildren, by his great-grandchildren, by his sister, Yvonne Rusk, and by many nieces and nephews and their extended families. There will be no formal service, but a potluck end of life is being planned on Saturday, September 2nd, noon to 4, with food, drink, music, cards, and memories at 4191N Slattery Road in Winter. The Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Cecil Frank Bishop, 84. Raleigh Lee Fox, age 95, a longtime resident of Iron River and Ashland, passed away peacefully at his home while surrounded by his loving family. He is survived by his children, Dwayne Fox, by Anna Fox, by Forrest Fox, Gary Fox, Gail Fox Anderson, Cindy Martino Vaughn, along with 13 grandchildren and numerous great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. Survived also by his sister, Edna Bunnell and Barbara Bauer, by his brother, Harvey Thomas Fox, and by his sister-in-law and numerous nieces and nephews. Visitation held at the Roberts Funeral Home located in Ashland, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, August 29th. A graveside and military honor will begin 11 a.m. Wednesday, August 30th at the Iron River Cemetery. The Roberts Funeral Home of Ashland is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Raleigh Lee Fox, age 95. Wayne Morose of Morosestead, Wisconsin, age 67, passed away unexpectedly in his sleep on August 23rd. Wayne is survived by his loving wife of 39 years, Janice Morose, by their son, Michael Morose of Sherwood, by his six siblings, Ron Morose, Jerry Skins Morose, Dennis Grubby Morose, by Nancy Wolfel, by Rick Morose, and by Judy Hyde. Survived also by his brothers and sisters-in-law, along with numerous nieces, nephews, grandnephews, grandnieces, cousins, and friends. A celebration of life will be held at the Lazy Ace Saloon, Manitowish, Wisconsin, the afternoon of September 10th, beginning at 1 p.m. It will be an informal, open house style event held in the concert tent. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Wayne Morose, age 67. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior-assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow. Or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
Adventure begins at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. 16 stages filled with sword fighting, fire breathing, music, magic, juggling, and more. Delicious food and drink fit for royalty. Live armor jousting, and our marketplace is a shopper's dream. 7 weekends from August 19th through October 1st. Get your discount tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Park and ride recommended or prepaid parking passes required. Huzzah! More information to plan your adventure at renaissancefest.com.
I know I've said this several times before on this report. When fishing or hunting, persistence and patience will oftentimes pay off. I was pan fishing quite a bit this weekend, and I was running into a few here and there. Nothing real significant. Tried a bunch of different types of locations in the weeds, on the edge of the weeds, out of the weeds, shallow, deep water. And then I found a few takers. I was in 11 feet of water away from the weeds, and I trusted my locator indicating a few ticks on the bottom, and sure enough, they were perch. And they were in a feeding frenzy. As soon as I got that piece of worm down on the bottom, they hit. But I had the technique down where you lift it up off the bottom ever so slowly, and if you feel just a little bit of a pull, you set the hook. I also had a piece of very thin white plastic on my hook and the chunk of crawler, and that seemed to help as well. So good luck if you're doing any fishing today. We've got a major fish feeding period happening 9:15 till 11:15. The minor is 3:15 until 4:15 this afternoon. We have a full moon happening on Wednesday night, so the moon is waxing gibbous, gaining in strength and nightlight right now. The moon rises this evening at about 7 o'clock and then sets tomorrow morning at 4. We'll have some sun, then scattered clouds with a chance for a spotty shower or storm to pop up by this evening. Today's high is at around 79. Winds develop out of the southwest at 5 to 15 miles an hour. There'll be a chance for a shower or storm early tonight and then a slight chance after midnight for another batch. Our overnight low will drop down to 57. And rain amounts could end up being a quarter of an inch, give or take. And then on Tuesday, it looks to be sunny. Our high is at 71. Probably have some scattered clouds in the afternoon. Northeasterly winds are at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Wednesday is sunny with our high at 74. And south winds will start to warm it up again with highs getting back to 80 by Friday. It's hotter for next weekend. Enjoy the outdoors. I'm Carl Klopotek.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. From dust protection, vapor barrier for insulation, or as a weather shield, Polar Plastics has a fitting solution. With multiple uses, it's perfect for any project. Pick up a 10 by 25 foot roll of plastic drop cloth for just $7.99 after rebate. Good through September 4th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. More clouds than sun this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 76. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight. Lows level off around 55. Cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs around 66. Mainly sunny skies and calm Wednesday with daytime highs approaching 73. 76 Thursday. Another look at the short range. High of 76 this afternoon. Lows level off around 55 tonight. Wish a top off around 66 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 71.
This Labor Day at the Home Depot, we're rolling out store-wide savings, where you can get everything you need to make the most of your long weekend, no matter if you're putting down fresh new roofs or digging up and replacing old ones. You can keep your garden alive and thriving all year round. Get select varieties of 1 gallon perennials on special buy, now three for only $12. Do Labor Day your way at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Product varies by store. See store for details.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstro. Norwegian Victor Hovland wins the FedEx Cup with the best 2 weeks of his career.
Norwegian superstar Victor Hovland has charged to an emphatic win at the Tour Championship in Atlanta to claim the season-long race for the FedEx Cup. The talented 25-year-old held off a determined last-day run by Xander Schauffele, who closed to within three shots with four to go. But the super-cool Hovland responded by birding the final three holes to finish at 27-under, in the end 5 ahead of Schauffele, who finished with a brilliant 62. Hovland won the last two events of the playoffs back-to-back, and that brought up his third win for the season and the sixth of his career so far. It also earned him $18 million. I'm Graham Agos.
Vijay Singh wins the Ally Challenge on the PGA Tour Champions. Paul Gordos finished two off the lead. This is Singh's fifth PGA Tour Champions title, but his first since he won at the end of 2018. SRN Sports. Little League, but California beat Curacao 6-5 in the World Series Championship yesterday, despite giving up a four-run lead. In the big leagues, it was the Guardians who outlasted the Blue Jays in 11 innings, 10-7 the final. Astros rout the Tigers 17-4. Justin Verlander gets his win number 254. That pulls him into a tie for 43rd on the all-time list with Hall of Famers Jack Morris and Red Faber. Rays beat the Yankees 7-4. It was the Twins beating the Rangers 7-6 in 13 innings. Texas drops out of first place in the AL West. White Sox beat the A's. Mariners over the Royals. Cubs pound the Pirates 10-1. Phillies shut out the Cardinals 3-0. Marlins over the Nationals. It was the Brewers pounding the Padres. Diamondbacks beat the Reds as the Snakes take 3-4 in that series. Giants beat the Braves. The Mets rally to beat the Angels 3-2. Rockies over the Orioles, and the Dodgers beat the Red Sox. This is SRN Sports.
The Packers wrapped up their preseason with a 19-15 win over Seattle on Saturday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Next step, finalizing the 53-man roster by 3 p.m. Tuesday, and then the formation of the 16-player practice squad by Wednesday. Bubble players like Malik Heath and Brenton Cox have had off-field issues in the past, but Coach Matt LaFleur says it's been all good in Green Bay.
Yeah, they've been outstanding for us. You know, I think it was well communicated just what the expectations are here, and, you know, they've embraced that and have been key contributors to our locker room, and not only just by their play on the field, but I think they work hard in practice. I think we've all seen improvement along the way, and it's fun to watch guys like that succeed.
It's game week for the football Badgers, who are getting ready for their season opener against Buffalo at Camp Randall this Saturday. It's the debut for new coach Luke Fickell and his coaching staff. in Madison. Brewers swept the Padres with a 10-6 win on Sunday. It's their eighth straight victory. Another big inning for the crew, coming from behind with a 7-run sixth inning.
It wasn't a home run involved in it. It was walks. I think we knew we were going to be able to draw some walks. We're waiting for that big hit. And Rowdy delivered the big one. And then Sal delivered a big one. So that was a nice job, just being patient, taking it, moving the line, letting the next guy do his job. And we did a good job of it.
Craig Counsell's Brewers open a series in Chicago tonight. They start the day with a 4-game lead on the Cubs atop the National League Central. Second-ranked Wisconsin women's volleyball team earned season-opening wins over Baylor and TCU and could find themselves in the top spot when the new volleyball coaches poll comes out on Tuesday. Number one Texas lost over the weekend. Victor Hovland captured the FedEx Cup Championship by winning the Tour Championship at East Lake in Atlanta. Hovland fired a final round 63 to finish five shots better than Xander Schauffele. And Chris Buescher won NASCAR's regular season finale after taking home the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, get up here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them, but with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly, so get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Taking a look at a couple local sports notes. High school football from this past weekend. 11-man football from Friday night had Hurley topping Ashland 28-14. It was Spooner falling to Hayward. Hayward wins it 14-0. Tomahawk edges Lakeland 7-0. And the Medford 11-man team beating Onalaska 52-35. 8-man action you heard right here. Shawamigan at home. Shawamigan Butternut Mercer Co-op team. They fall to Siren 65-14. Phillips wins on the road at Frederick 56-22. Flambeau tops Mellon 58-16. And the Luck 8-man team, they win over Winter Birchwood 50-12. The Logger varsity volleyball team, they traveled to Marathon for the Marathon Invitational this past Saturday. The Loggers competed against several quality teams, finishing second out of the eight. In pool play, the Loggers won 2-0 over both Spencer and Three Lakes, and then Stratford got them. But then after the pool play, Phillips came through as a 2-seed. They beat a 1-seed Fall Creek, and then they met Stratford again. Tough match. Lost 27-29 and 16-25 to finish second in that tournament. Assists, Casey Egerbrecht led the way with 96 assists. Allie Williams with 11. On attack kills, it was Matea Eckert with 56. Brooke Eckert with 34, Ileana Winter with 20. The service aces, Brooke with 10 and Ileana with 4. And then Diggs, Lily Miller had 34. Logger varsity volleyball will play at Northland Pines Quad Tuesday. The Shawamigan volleyball team will have a home meet against Drummond Tuesday tomorrow. JV 5:30, varsity to follow. And there's JV football action tonight as Phillips also in action for JV tonight. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
Everything that you've ever seen with Miranda Lambert on it, I have my finger on the pulse of what it is. Out of Wind, I've seen every article of clothing. I've spent hours and hours sending inspirations. I've sent clothes that I love and fabrics, and I'm involved in every single garment that you see. It's important to me that it is an extension of my music, and it's an extension of who I am. I always want it to stay as honest as my music. Out of Wind at Boot Barn.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more.
What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
If I'm recommending my favorite radio station, it's because not only are they playing great music, but they have DJs on that are connecting to us as listeners.
Red Hot Country.
It's great.
98Q Country.
I was lost, you found a way to bring me back. Needed forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your looks, you don't be giving up. And it's crazy how you saved me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. Thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. Thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did and you do. And he knew. Thank God for giving me you.
Wind up home alone, please don't call me.
And if you're gonna take your shot, take it, take it.
Community calendar at 98qcountry.com.
World on Fire. So it tells you Jason Aldean has a new album coming out. It's called Highway Desperado. I like that. I hope there's a song called that on it. November 3rd is the release date. 14 tracks. It will include Tough Crowd, which is his new single. It will have Try That in a Small Town. Also, an anthematic new track called Let Your Boys Be Country. All right. Let your girls be country too, I guess. Coming up, Highway Desperado, November 3rd, Jason Aldean.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's. Every Monday is Wimpy Monday. $2 burgers at Burgers Bar and Grill, Highway 13 Phillips. And don't forget happy hour. Every day they're open from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Closed Wednesday.
Back to school means back to early bedtimes.
But I'm not tired.
Fortunately, there's Pure Z's Kids, mindfully formulated to help your child fall asleep naturally when needed. Pure Z's Kids products are non-habit forming, drug-free, and available in liquid, chewable tablets and gummies. Give them the rest to be their best.
Bye, Mom!
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up. Explore all Pure Z's Kids products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cookie wants to be a professional wrestler.
I'm Cookie Serratos, and I'm 11 years old.
She also wants to win all the medals. That's why Cookie and her family make every day count, squeezing out her best with Go-Go Squeeze.
Okay, Cookie, let's break for a Go-Go Squeeze.
Go-Go Squeeze fruit-on-the-go pouches are a nutritious snack made from 100% fruit with no sugar added.
Go, Cookie!
Because when you nurture your kids, you squeeze out the best in them. Squeeze out the best with Go-Go Squeeze. Not a low-calorie food. Products range from 11 to 13 grams of sugar and 60 to 70 calories per serving.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. More clouds than sun this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 76. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight. Lows level off around 55. Cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs around 66. Mainly sunny skies and calm Wednesday with daytime highs approaching 73. 76 Thursday. Another look at the short range. High of 76 this afternoon. Lows level off around 55 tonight. Wish a top off around 66 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 73.
Oh, okay, you ready now?
What's up, y'all? This is Sam Hunt.
Life was easy, now it's just water under the bridge.
I'm still learning to be here.
Love country music.
98 Q Country.
Pictures on her phone and tears in her eyes. Waterproof makeup ain't made for a breakup. On a Saturday night, then I say, how you been? Good, how about you? Funny how seeing you once after a few months gets you like that. Right back to telling folks you know I know all about some new guy taking you out. Then you unfollow me, then follow me. Say goodbye, then try to make it all right. Just
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
QCountry.com.
Yeah.
Carrie Underwood, that's out of that truck on this 28th of August. 3 days left. 28th of August. It's a Monday, 2023. Crackers, like as in eating crackers over the keyboard day. Blech. That's messy. National Power Rangers Day, especially for the kids, I would assume. Radio Commercials Day. Well, that pays for my salary. And then there's Read Comics in Public Day. Can't tell you the last time I read a comic. Anyways, there you go. On the 28th of August, celebrate August. We only have 3 days left.
Introducing Term Busters, an unrivaled company that can help you save on term life insurance. In the highly competitive term life industry, rates have significantly dropped in recent years. For instance, a 45-year-old non-smoker can now secure $1 million of coverage for just $75 per month with a level rate for 10 years. Similarly, a 50-year-old non-smoker can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110 with a guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Smokers can also benefit from our great rates at Term Busters. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Whether you're in need of new or replacement term life insurance, call us today at 1-800-886-9755 for a personalized quote. Don't settle for paying more than you should. Remember, the number to reach Term Busters is 1-800-886-9755. That's 1-800-886-9755. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-smoker underwriting and an exam is required to qualify. Call 1-800-886-9755.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
98 Q Country.
She had a shiny little Beamer with the rag top down, sitting in the drive, but she wouldn't get out. The dogs were all barking and wagging around, and I just laughed and said, "You all get in." She had on a new dress and she curled her hair. She was looking too good not to go somewhere. Said, "What you want to do, baby? I don't care. We can go to the show. We can stay right here, and I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow. Make it go faster down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor." Show you around, sit up on a hill and watch the sun go down.